Millions of foreign tourists traveling to Thailand. The Thai Cannabis Act fails. And lastly, there was a school shooting cover-up in Thailand. Find out more in today's Good Morning Thailand. Hello, I'm Jay.
I am Maddie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I actually had a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Before we start. Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. This show is brought to you by AAAFX and Amanda Water Park and British International School Phuket. Now we're going to be talking about some of the Thai headlines across the country today. Mm-hmm. And we have to start with our most serious topic today, which involves a fatal shooting cover-up, question mark, in a Thai school. So you can use the timestamps after the live video to skip to any other news story you're here to find out more about, but we'll start first with a fatal shooting in the Thai school. Sarah, can you please tell me more?
So we have to pick this news up because it has been going on since yesterday, actually. The reason why it's in the Thai media and people are giving a lot of attention, because initially the story was that at a computer class there was a death of a 15-year-old boy. At first, they were saying that the keyboard exploded into his face and that's the cause of his death. But later on, it seems that it was caused by a shooting. So there's more details here. So a 15-year-old boy was killed with a pistol, which was fired in a classroom in his school in Nonthaburi, where initially the students and teachers said that it was caused from a computer explosion. The student, which is later identified as Chok in this story here, sustained serious injuries to his face, including a wound about 3 to 4 centimeters deep near his left eyebrow. Medics rushed to the scene but unable to save his life. So the initial investigation here focused on the new computers in the classroom. So they ordered 10 new computers after students and teachers reportedly told the police they heard a loud explosion. The keyboard at the desk where the student who passed away was sitting reportedly were damaged and keycaps flew off. However, police said they couldn't find any other signs of damage to any of the other 10 computers, which, okay, 9 computers, because this is one of them. Also, the teacher reported that the school had just bought these new desktops and computers for the students, and the student who was sitting next to the boy who passed away told that it happened 10 minutes after the computer was switched on. So there was this whole story of like loud explosion. There's this explosion that happened after the computer switched on. But the deputy chief of the provincial police was not satisfied with the statements. He was like, no, this doesn't sound right, and ordered investigators to check the wound of the dead student, where they found traces of bullet that struck his eye. So there were more questionings. They asked the students, they asked the teachers, and one student later confessed that he took a pistol to school. The reason is to clear up some problems with his friend, and not this friend.
Okay.
This was an accident. It just went off. And he eventually admitted that he accidentally shot his friend. And the teen gunman is still being questioned by police officers of how he obtained the gun, why did he bring it to school, and how did it went off. So...
okay.
Yeah, that's
so there's basically an alleged cover-up. There was a fatal shooting from a pistol.
Yes.
Some kid brought a pistol to school to intimidate someone, possibly.
Not the boy that he sat next to.
Yeah, and then accidentally shot another student.
Yeah.
And someone out there tried to cover up
whoever's
responsible.
Teacher and students.
Saying that it was a computer explosion and not...
And it was very, like, it went viral in Thai media that, oh, how can a keyboard explode? Like, what company is it? How did it happen? And then later on, the truth came out. So, okay. Yeah.
I think disgusting behavior from the teacher for covering it up. Like, he or she should have been the one who wanted this rectified as soon as possible.
Exactly.
So that's terrible.
Yeah.
That you sent your kids to school hoping that authorities... or teacher figures would look after your kids, but yet you're covering up for such a huge news, right?
I know.
Well, investigations are still going on, and we will keep you up to date with all the latest information on this topic dominating Thai media on thetiger.com. All right, now let's look at some other headlines from across Thailand. Now, some good news regarding foreign tourists. Now, before, after the post-pandemic era, when the country started to open once again properly, Everybody came out with their predictions, the TAT, the government, and a lot of people were saying, yeah, we're going to get 10 million visitors to Thailand this year. And a lot of people had their own opinions. A lot of the viewers, not only on Tiger, but a lot of expats, a lot of foreigners, a lot of tourists looked at that number and said, okay, that doesn't make sense. There's no way 10 million people are going to make it to Thailand. However, there are good signs showing that we might be able to reach 10 million, or at least close to it. Now, a Thai government spokesperson has announced yesterday that over 5 million foreign tourists arrived in the Land of Smiles between January the 1st and September the 8th. A total number of foreign visitors was 5,018,000. So, hey, at least we've made 50%. Halfway. At least we've made 50%. And the final quarter of the year, which is considered the high season of Thailand, is still left and yet to go. Now, the Tourism Authority of Thailand says the biggest group of tourists came from... Take a guess.
I already know the answer, though.
Netty, take a guess.
Oh, no. Is it... Oh, gosh. America?
It is Malaysia.
Malaysia?
That's right. 751,397 arrivals from Malaysia. Up next was India, 480,825. In third place was Laos. Ooh, with 310,464 arrivals.
Countries.
Cambodia sent in the fourth most tourists to Thailand with a total of 249,084 arrivals. Mm. So our neighbors are visiting the country quite a lot.
That's good. Good to know.
TAT estimated that the number of tourists would reach 10 million by the end of the year. I still doubt it might be 10 million, but close to 10 million. Mm. I think at first... Because the country was so slow into reopening that we all thought that there's no chance of even getting remotely close to 10 million. But the signs so far, the fact that we've gone past 5 million is very promising.
Mm-hmm. And the high season's coming up, so that's...
Yeah. And the TAT's made this prediction based on the advanced flights and hotel bookings for the next 3 months. So it's not like they just randomly said 10 million. They're basing it on the current bookings. But then again, there are still bookings. We don't know if they're going to fully go through, but we hope that it does because it's great for the country. And in a post-pandemic world, Malaysian travelers to Thailand, it's never been easier to travel from Malaysia to Thailand. So those of you who are wondering how come Malaysia, Thailand has been trying to build its relationship with Malaysia forever. We've always had a great relationship. Right after the country was reopening, they were also talking about building a special relationship where Malaysian citizens didn't need to prove have their vaccination certificates. Mm. They wanted to make a travel bubble between the countries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they also have I think it's from Hat Yai to Palang Besar.
Yeah,
I hope I haven't got that wrong. They've got a route which only costs 50 baht. I think they have a bus or train. Is it a bus or a train? I'm not sure. But they have a mode of transport that costs only 50 baht, and it's very easy to travel from Malaysia to Thailand. Yeah, and a lot of Malaysians love to travel to the south of Thailand because you can just cross the border.
Yeah.
So no big surprise there that Malaysians are the number one. And they've definitely taken over the Indians because at one point India was sending the most amount of tourists to Thailand. So it's great to see that the neighboring countries around Thailand are sending over their foreign tourists. Mm. How do we feel?
I feel great.
Yeah.
If anything, I think I might have come across a tour bus from Malaysia.
Oh, cool.
Because there were just tons of people speaking in that accent that
Malayu?
Familiar. Okay. Yeah. So that's good. So I saw some of you, I think.
All right. Well, to any Malaysians watching the show right now, hello. Salamat.
Salamat.
And we hope you're having a great day and hopefully see you soon in Thailand. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we've got talks about Thailand's Cannabis Act that was up in Parliament fails. More information on that. And also some more bad news. Thailand's Cannabis Hemp Bill withdrawn from the House. Find out more after the break. Thinking of investing, but don't know where to start? Ever heard of AAAFX?
What is AAAFX?
Good question. Look no further than AAAFX, your choice for trading and investing. Low commissions and spread with fast execution. They're trustworthy and have been offering services since 2008. You can invest using various deposit methods, including crypto, with negative balance protection and 100% matching deposit bonus. Choose AAAFX and enter the lucrative market of trading. Visit AAAFX.com. Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand, and this show is brought to you by AAAFX. Look no further. If you're into trading and investing, or even into cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, look no further than AAAFX. Now, yesterday was the last day that they were in the IFX Expo 2022, where the Tiger got to visit their night party, which AAAFX sponsored. Mm. Amazing party, by the way. But it's online. So if you want to trade and invest your money, you can trust AAAFX. Find out more with the link in the description below. Guys, we've reached a momentous day now.
Yes.
We would like to give a big thank you to Jimmy McCurry, because guess what?
Oh,
we've got our second Tiger Elite.
Woo!
It's taken off. It's gone off with a storm. So Jimmy McCurry, thank you for joining this elite group of people, of two people, Tiger Elite. You can now suggest ideas and join us on a personal Discord call. Welcome to the exclusive club. We salute you.
Salutes.
Thank you very much.
I realized.
We tried to come up with a cool thing for the Tiger Elite. We'll work on that, Jimmy. Thank you. All right. Let's talk about the Thailand's Cannabis Act, which has failed, unfortunately, to advance in Parliament after a majority of lawmakers voted against it. Sad news. Mm. Lawmakers voted 198 to 136 against advancing the bill, which seeks to establish regulations about manufacturing, trade, and the use of marijuana from the meeting agenda. 12 abstained and 1 did not vote. Opposition to the bill came from Khun Sathit of the Old Guard Democratic Party and Khun Suthin of the main opposition Pheu Thai Party, who cited existing loopholes and raised concerns about cannabis being widely used recreationally rather than medically. So those two parties saying that we don't support the recreational use of cannabis, so we say nay. A coalition of Democratic Party MPs even proposed relisting it as a narcotic and only leaving hemp decriminalized.
Oh.
Bad news. Bad
like
news.
Moving back again.
Yes. Yeah. Not a big surprise, the flip-flopping, but I really, really hope that they don't go back at least. They cannot relist it as a narcotic. We hope not. Thailand has gone leaps and beyond into...
I think like Thai reporters went to ask Anutin his opinion on this.
Yeah.
And he said this is like a political agenda because general elections are coming up.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see. And I think like this session of the House, it's going to end in March. So I don't think it's going to be in time to
That's
pass.
Right. That's right. Any new bill won't be able to pass.
So we'll see.
So bad news regarding the Cannabis Act.
More confusion.
And I feel bad for the businesses who set up and they spend tens of millions of baht and what are you doing?
Well, look, for those businesses currently, they can still operate. It's not like we have any new bill coming in anytime soon. So the current situation of cannabis remains unchanged.
For now
being the key word. Let's talk about the cannabis hemp bill. Now that's been withdrawn.
That's sad.
What do you mean?
I feel like everything is just, going back instead of moving forward.
Yeah.
Do you have more information on that?
No, I don't. I thought you were.
You sent me the article.
Oh, okay. I don't have any.
Never mind then. I'll just give you a quick update. Thailand's cannabis hemp bill
it's
has
the
been
same
withdrawn
thing.
From the House agenda.
It's the same story.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
It's the same bill. And the reason that the opposition are saying that they're withdrawing or they don't agree now, it's because the original bill was something different from when they actually put it into Parliament. So they're like, oh, we didn't talk about this. You added more stuff that we didn't agree on. So we're not going to agree to it.
Yeah.
So that's why there is a gridlock there.
A lot of the MPs were also talking about how that if the lawmakers feel like they need to make amendments, they can still make amendments, but they just don't.
Mm. Yeah, they said they want to discuss it further first before agreeing to anything that's new that they just saw in this bill. So I don't know.
Could you imagine if they banned, if they made it a narcotic, added it back to the narcotics list and, you weren't allowed to sell the buds or smoke recreationally in Thailand? The nightmare.
Imagine how many people will be arrested.
How many people would be arrested and thrown in jail, but the amount of people who've invested money.
I don't think they can do that.
In building legal registered companies and also growing it at home, and who've, you know, tried to find a new path in life, study cannabis and try to make a living out of it. Yeah, we're not very great in Thailand.
It will be a chaos, first decisions. Of all. So much confusion, so many I think it's just going to be chaos. They should not do that. They should find a middle ground.
This kind of reminds me of the time when they were like opening and closing the times for the restaurants, you know, during COVID.
Yeah.
And when they want something closed, they're like, okay, you shut down today. And then when they were like, okay, you can open tomorrow, and everybody's like, oh, scrambling to get more ingredients, and then the next day, like, no, shut down. And people are like, I invested in a week's of pork, and now you're telling me to shut down tomorrow by midnight. Like, things are just happening too quickly, guys. Just calm down. Yeah. Anyways.
All right.
So we'll see. If there's any update, we'll let you know, or you can just check any updates on the Tiger website.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. Once we come back from the break, we'll be talking about the Thai frog farmer who uses country music. For what? Find out more. Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. Excuse me. And this show is brought to you by British International School Phuket. Did you know that you could study in BISP from the kindergarten level?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know what you're called if you enter kindergarten in BISP?
No. Little ducks.
That's right.
Oh, well, I remember.
The little ducks.
You
There's
have flying fish.
One notorious little duck actually working, not in our office, but in our offices.
Oh, really?
It's not me.
Oh, no.
It's one Arena Kaiser.
Oh,
that's right.
We're calling her out.
We have quite a few people from BISP here, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
Ab, who you will see very soon in our new Ask the Thais episode. But that's right. You can enter BISP all the way from kindergarten to grade 13, finishing IB.
Little ducks.
Yeah. So consider sending your child to BISP for an excellent education. And with world-class teachers. Find out more. Visit their website. Visit the school. Link in the description below. All right. Let's now talk about Thai frogs, because frogs make me
croak. Okay. So a 72-year-old grandpa actually has a farm. Why?
Sorry.
I
didn't expect the story to go there. So
continue. No, he has a frog farm in Trang province. So it's in the southern provinces of Thailand. Yeah. And he's been doing this for over 5 years. Okay. And he found the secret to a successful frog farm business.
Yeah.
And that's for his frogs to listen to Luktung, which is the Thai folk song. Or is it? Country music. Thai
country music. Okay.
Do you know how country musics go in Thai?
How does Luktung songs go?
Yeah.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Okay. I was going to sing. I was waiting for it.
You want me to sing Luktung?
You've been singing all morning, so I was just hoping you would sing this
allegedly.
Too. Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, the point being is that he found that if he doesn't turn on Luktung, the frogs become very aggressive.
Whoa.
They try to leap out of these little buckets that he has, or they even try to fight each other and eat each other even. But he finds that when he turns on the Thai music, the frogs calm down, their eyes close, and they just fall asleep. I don't even know how that happens. But he's been through 10 different radios. So he's been doing this for a while, and he has to make sure that the frogs listen to the music. And he said it's good money, and he's been very successful at it so far. And do you know how much a kilogram of frog costs?
No.
No.
Right now, today, 1 kilogram of frog is 100 baht. So that's the wholesale.
That's very cheap.
Yeah, it's very cheapies. But
how many frogs does he have?
He has over 3,000, I believe, 3,000, 4,000 frogs his thing.
In his farm?
In his farm. Okay.
In his thing.
In his thing.
In his
very
farm.
Very good journalism here.
Yeah.
No, frogs creep me out a little.
Really?
I feel bad.
Oh, you feel bad for eating froggies? But but that's basically the whole story. So if you have a frog and you don't want them to go aggressive, I guess, turn on some Luktung and see how they react.
Yeah, experiment.
Like Thai country music. So what's an example of a Thai country music? Any famous artists or any famous songs?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
They're a different kind, actually, as well. Mm-hmm. I wonder which one is like Luktung, proper Luktung, or Mo Lam, or, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Perhaps we can show the audience a proper example of Luktung music, maybe near the end of the show. For now, let's address a poll we sent out yesterday, and it was regarding Thai snacks. Mm. Now, Thai snacks are quite popular in Thailand. I think everybody loves snacking in general.
You do as well.
Which one have you tried and which one do you love the most? Mm. We gave you three options only. Okay. And we asked you to comment, you know, which ones you like more. So we have first one, roti sai mai.
Yum.
Which is roti with cotton candy. It's not really roti, but it's like very thin flour.
Yeah.
With cotton candy.
It's like pop yet.
Yeah. Gluai thot, which is deep fried banana.
Yum.
And patongko, which is deep fried dough.
Nom, 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 nom.
Now, 41% said gluai thot, deep fried banana.
Yeah.
22% said, I don't like or eat Thai snacks or I've never tried it.
Really?
Shocking. 22%. It's second place. Third place, 21% said patongko, which is deep fried dough. That's what you have in the morning. It's basically deep fried dough that you dip in condensed milk or pandan custard.
Yes.
Or you have it with porridge.
Or you have it with soy milk.
You have it with porridge at 3 a.m. when you're slightly woozy from your cold beverages at night.
Yeah.
10% said roti sai mai, cotton candy in roti, and 6% said others. Now, I took a couple of comments, and we had many different answers as well. Now, Thomas Collins says, tom yum soup flavored potato chips.
Really?
Also, I liked peanuts with dried anchovies. Kind of strange combination, but it grew on me. Well done to you, Thomas. I feel like he's really embraced the culture.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Boy says, I like that see-through dried squid with an eye-melting spicy dip and a cold chang beer.
Oh,
sounds good, to be honest. Yeah. Do you like that extremely spicy dip?
Where, like, it is really good.
The deep fried squid, or even sometimes grilled squid, doesn't really have any taste to it, but you dip it into that spicy,
seafood
mouth-watering seafood sauce. Are you guys into that?
I'm into that.
But after I eat that, nobody wants to talk to me anymore. It smells like super garlicky.
You're a very garlic-heavy person. Nettie's known to go nuts with her garlic.
Thanks for calling me out on TV.
Shattered65 says, roti with banana and Nutella.
Ooh.
Now, I actually picked this comment because I was absolutely shocked that the Voice of God did not include this in one of her choices, because my favorite is roti gluai.
It's so good.
Sai gluai.
Yum.
You know, roti with egg and banana. You can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, no. That one's yumsters.
It's not actually Thai. It's actually been coming from Malaysia. But I think the Malaysian roti style came, and then Thai people decided to just add sweets to it, and it just became amazing.
But neither is patongko. I think patongko came from China. Yeah,
China.
So it's Thai Chinese.
Well, a lot of the stuff is either
borrowed.
No, well, I would say it's an homage.
Inspired.
Yeah.
It's an homage. We take something and we make it better. Thailand's really good at covering things.
Yes.
Why shouldn't we be?
True.
Can I tell you a story?
Please.
I went to Cambodia, and I heard that they have an excellent copy market.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, where you can buy copy things.
Counterfeit,
counterfeit, secondhand. Not secondhand, sorry. Like, just copy
grade
items.
A.
Yeah, grade, triple A, grade A.
Yeah.
So I went to, I think it's called Central. I forgot what it's called. It was in Phnom Penh. Mm. It's like this dome building.
Central Market.
Central Market, probably, yeah. So went in there. And yeah, they had a lot of nice things, and they had, like, you know, Rolex and stuff.
Whoa.
And you had a lot of foreigners come in, and they were, like, looking at watches and stuff. I was slightly disappointed.
Oh, yeah?
I was.
Okay.
It's good, but it's not good as good as Thailand.
Not good as MBK.
Yeah, MBK, or, you know, even the other hidden markets, which I will not name. But, so some are allegedly some people are selling it in MBK. We can neither confirm nor deny it. Just visit
to go
and
see.
Find out yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
But the quality was not AAA. It was probably AA. And I was like, these people probably either buy it from Thailand or just make it here. But I felt like the copy market in Thailand is way better. Not something to be proud about.
Just
but
saying.
Not something to frown as well.
You know, yesterday I was walking near the BTS Nana, and some people were selling Rolex, fake, obviously, Rolex watches, but they sold it in a way that was very, I don't know, like American 40s. He was like, do you want the watch?
I'm
like,
oh, wow. That's marketing.
I was like, why is it like this one?
I thought normally like, they ask you in front. They have like a book with like pictures. And then if you wanted, they take you to some
dodgy
shady shop, you know, in a soy.
Exactly. So I was kind of confused, like, why that guy was wearing such a heavy coat. And like, and then he's like, hello. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Nice.
What does he do if
he like, it was just watch.
Like, this is not my check-in.
Yeah. Just throw it at the police and run.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Maybe.
Let us know your experiences with coffee items in Thailand. For now, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be coming back with a members live feedback and questions and answers. So let's take a quick break, our last break, promise, and we'll be back right after this.
See you.
Welcome back. Apologies for any technical issues. We never have technical issues here.
Nope.
But every now and then.
All right.
We do.
I think the poll is still
there.
Appearing. We have a technical issue with Atom. Atom Mini. I'm going to call Blackmagic out. Blackmagic, which is a company from Australia, provide great equipment, but every now and then.
Wait, does this mean we can start dancing and nobody knows?
Probably.
Okay.
Ooh. Woo. No, I think it's, oh yeah, it's still
It's
there.
Still black screens.
Oh,
right. Please cool. bear with us. I hope they can hear our sound. Can they hear our sound?
Can you hear us?
Put on your shirt.
Otherwise,
what
I'm
are you
just
doing?
Talking to myself. Oh no. Guys, can
oh,
they
God,
hear
I'm
our
such
sound?
A troll.
Oh, they can. Okay, great.
Okay. Good.
Listen to my soothing voice.
Yes, ASMR time.
Thursday morning.
Friday morning. Back to the future.
This week has gone by a lot faster than other weeks. Would you agree?
I agree.
Really? Okay.
Natalie.
I play with you
every day.
Right. Yes, let's talk about your plans for the weekend. What are you going to do for this weekend?
Oh, no.
Natalie, you're always a busy bee. You've always got something
going
on.
No, she's actually busy because I asked her to go out with me and she's busy.
You have to tell her a week in advance or she will not go out with you. Yeah. So we were planning. So I was planning to go to Koreatown and have some Korean food today. And I invited her and she immediately said, no I'm too busy for you. And I was like, oh, let's take the whole team out. And then she goes, oh yeah, let's go with the entire team. Let's book it 3 weeks from now.
And thank you for the invitation, Jay.
I said the whole team. But who is booked up for the next two, 3 weeks?
She's a busy bee.
I got to do things. I got places to go.
I love how she's like, can it be next?
You've got nowhere
next.
To go. You have no friends.
Don't call me out, guys.
So where are you going this weekend?
No, seriously, okay, it's not a secret. Like, okay. I'm trying to move places. Yeah. Yes. So I'm just buying furniture and all that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What
going
kind
to Home
of
Pro.
Are you?
Oh, like
Home Pro.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So I need to buy like a fridge, like a bed, like a lot of stuff, like house items.
How's your living room situation? Do you like L-shaped couches or just normal couches?
Are you selling me your couch?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was very upset, by the way, that.
Oh
Nathie,
yeah. Don't talk about it.
Yeah,
I'm sad.
When was moving out, she decided that she wanted to sell each and every piece of furniture in her home. And naturally I would have thought that you would ask your colleagues and friends first if they want to buy anything, but
Correct.
Not Natalie.
Nope.
Natalie takes pictures of everything, measures it up, puts it up on Facebook.
A Facebook group.
Yeah. And she. So, for example, she was in such a hurry to get rid of things, she sold her refrigerator for 500 baht.
500. And it works perfectly. And we didn't know about this.
And she had sofas. Everything worked pretty much perfectly. And she sold it for 500 baht. Like, we're not exaggerating. She was just in, like, she had to get rid of things because the people, the engineers and the changa. Elena?
The construction workers
were going to come and break down everything. So she had to sell everything. And so she was like in such a hurry that she sold it literally for 500 baht, a refrigerator, fully operational refrigerator, bed cover, entire bed. What are they called?
Like king size bed.
King size beds.
With like a frame.
Like a full
like
frame.
Like why?
And mattress. And an entire perfectly fine L-shaped sofa. An entire wardrobe for 500 baht.
I don't want to hear this anymore. I'm scarred.
And she didn't offer it to us.
I know.
Not a single thought was given to her colleagues.
I didn't know you wanted an L-shaped sofa.
Anything.
And washing
machine. We want to know first
would
at least.
Want a washing machine for 500 baht?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Just,
I could do two batches of clothes at the same time. For 500 baht, woman?
I don't know.
How dare you?
I didn't think anyone would want that.
The disrespect.
Thank you for calling her out.
Lack of thought. And just not caring about the people that love her.
Oh, wow. What the
heck? It's just, you know, I don't know what to say anymore. This is just unacceptable
behavior. Well,
it's working
now, I think.
Is it working?
It's
we see the chat. I think we just see chat.
A little bit.
A chat. Right.
The show is brought to you by And Amanda Water Park.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
That's right.
Amanda.
Yes.
And you can visit And Amanda Water Park and have a great sliding day.
You can party there too, right?
Oh yeah, at night. That's right. At night it turns into a party area. They've got a pool party.
How fun is
that? Yeah, so you can buy drinks, swim in the pool, stay dry if you must.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have lifeguards everywhere. So you can feel safe that if you get drunk and fall in the water, you will be saved. So visit And Amanda Water Park for a great night out. So okay, last question, guys. Is our video going to come back?
No.
Okay, no worries. But are you sure our sound works?
Yeah.
Can you hear us, Carmel? Can you hear us when we're talking in the video? Are you watching it? Okay, that's great. Let's just...
Shame on Nathie.
It's Dark Fridays. It's Dark Fridays. Let's just enter the live chat.
Yeah.
And take some comments and feedbacks from our members. So we would like to introduce to the world and the chat the voice of God. Yes,
I joined.
Thank you for joining. Yeah.
I did it.
Hello. Hello, VOG.
Nice. Okay, so we had a few comments about either looks or behavior. I'm not sure what it is. So Pinky Santa said, damn, Natty's makeup is fire today.
Oh,
ooh.
Sanger.
Wow. Well done, Natty.
Well done, my makeup.
Sick Puppy said, Sarah is on fire today.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
everybody's well done
on fire.
To you, Sarah.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know what I did.
Jay is what?
Jay is smoking a little, you know.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Am
I? No. Do I look a bit mellow today?
Not really.
I smoking means you look
oh,
hot.
Oh, smoking.
Fire.
Like, oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, wow. That's the first thing you thought of. Oh, wow, Jay.
No, I thought you meant like I look high.
No,
oh, wait.
No.
I think the voice of God's microphone is not working.
Oh, no. Nothing is working.
Ooh, right. Technical, it's Friday. Technical forgive us.
Bye-bye.
Someone's getting fired today.
Can anyone hear me now?
Oh yeah.
We can't even afford to fire.
I'm sorry.
Is she back?
I am back.
Hello.
Welcome, voice of God.
Welcome.
Okay, then. Well, if people didn't hear me, then I'm just gonna say it for them.
Okay.
Yeah. PG Santa said that Natty's makeup is fire.
Well done.
Sick Puppy said that Sarah's on fire.
Well done.
And
thank
you. Mike B said that Jay is smoking a little on the assignment because you guys had a little bit of a slip up on the story.
Mariska Hargate, Mike.
Mariska.
Mariska.
PG Santa asked, if I join elite status, can I get Natty's evil laugh turned into a custom ringtone?
For sure.
PG Santa, absolutely.
For sure.
Oh, every gosh. Tiger Elite member gets one wish granted every 3 months.
Wow. Yes.
Nice.
Let's say 2 months. So if Natty's evil laugh in a ringtone, we will personally record that and send it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What is your evil laugh?
Or
is it just your normal laugh?
Try.
No, I can't do it on demand.
No, come on. Evil laugh. Let's
go. 1, 2, 3, go.
I can't do
it,
dude.
Is it that one?
No. It's probably the one where we went off cameras and we were talking about Peppa Pig yesterday after the Tiger Unfiltered.
Okay.
Like, I'm just, like, laughing maniacally. I think that's the devil laugh.
Okay. We will just try to make Daddy laugh and record her laugh.
Catch me off guard.
Okay.
Catch me if you can.
How about that?
How about that?
Isn't it Cash Me
Outside? No, it's Catch Me Outside. How about that?
No, Catch Me Outside. How about that? There you go.
That's the evil laugh.
There it is.
That's the evil laugh.
The evil laugh.
If you want that, join the elite crew.
Okay, on to a serious topic. It's the fatal shooting at school.
All right.
We had a few comments. Sick Puppy said that the teacher should be sent to prison for trying to hide.
Yeah, for reals, though. Yeah. Like, what is that?
Like, in all seriousness,
I'm sure quite a few people were involved in that cover-up.
I think so. But the teacher, I mean, why wouldn't you try to save a child's life?
Exactly.
Or maybe she's trying to save the guy who shot the boy.
Yeah.
But still, the logic is not right. Mm.
You know, when I read about it, I wasn't surprised that the kid was trying to hide it, but then I was shocked that the teacher joined in.
I know, right?
And 212 Roger asked, any motive?
Any motive?
Not yet.
The shooting and the child who unfortunately died from the shooting was accidental. Mm. But the kid who brought the gun to school was trying to intimidate some other guy.
Yeah.
You know, probably wanted to intimidate and look cool and, look dangerous. And he ended up doing a very stupid and irresponsible thing.
Mm. And Mandalik on the Facebook live stream said, the whole story reflects poor parental control and criminal conduct of the teacher.
Mm. Yes.
Because the kid had a gun and he managed to sneak it into school.
Well, yeah, we were talking about this before the live stream that, you know, it might not be like in some Western countries you see that they have like a, you know, TSA check or like a, what's it called, the metal detector before you get into school. In Thailand, you can pretty much, you know, it's, we don't have those kind of cases in Thailand. Yeah, we don't have that sense of danger. So, you know, it's just a regular kid could have anything in his bag. Like, nobody checks your bag before you go to school.
If they do, they check for mobile phones when I was young.
Yeah, same, same.
That was it. Yeah.
Okay, on the next topic, it's about the tourists arriving in Thailand. Like, it's expected that more than 5 million will come into Thailand, right? That was the story. Mm-hmm. So, Sick Puppy said that, you see, legalizing weed has benefits. Yeah. More tourists.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it's related. I think a lot of young people, or not even young, like foreigners in general, when they hear about like weed being legalized, they're curious about it and brings more people in. Mm. But let's see about that now.
Yeah. Tech Symbol said, I reckon this high season will be big. And Gerard Swart from the Facebook live stream said, we want to go to Phuket next year. Question is, we are not vaccinated. So how will it affect our travel plans?
It won't.
It won't.
You don't need to be vaccinated. You can still enter the country. You can travel to Phuket. Nobody's going to check your vaccination.
But I think you need to do an RT-PCR before entering if you're not vaccinated, and that's it. You can still enter.
So when you enter the country, you can, they might randomly ask you, but you can just do a antigen test. You don't need to do a RT-PCR like the one in the hospital.
If you're not vaccinated, you have to do RT-PCR, I think.
If you're not vaccinated, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Let me Google while we go on. Yeah.
Let's move on to the next topic while we quickly search for that.
Okay, so nay to the recreational use of cannabis, the whole bill being denied, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mike B said, remember when they would only say the green? Oh, how things have already started to change. Just keep it legal. We're good. Aren't you guys shocked that now you're not even trying to hide the word when you're on live stream?
I'm quite happy that we don't have to hide behind the green, the wee,
the C-wee word.
Yes, talk like that. Because it was a bit silly also. But we still have to blur the images just to make sure, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PG Santa said, I don't smoke, just edibles, and that's still illegal, right?
Edibles in Thailand are technically illegal right now, unless you kind of have your own plants. You are allowed to have 15 plants, so if you do anything with your plants, that's entirely kind of up to you. Gray market, but feel free.
And then Larry Conley said, why is the bill's demise surprising? It is Thailand, after all.
Because we just wish that we could have better treatment from the government, because it's been so messed up already, like in the past. And now that the former prime minister has been forced to step down, we want to see the new coming government, even though, like, to do better, I think. And that's kind of disappointing that this is still ongoing.
Yeah.
Okay. You're refining information for you guys. Sorry that we're quiet. Thank it's you, okay. Natty, for stepping in.
I mean, I do know that the latest information so far is that you had to show a PCR. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I didn't know if there were any changes.
So here we go. Like, we just searched for it. ThaiEmbassy.com. COVID and vaccination requirements. As of today, travelers must be vaccinated or have completed an RT-PCR or pro-ATK test. If unvaccinated. So if you're unvaccinated, a pro-ATK test is fine. As long as you show negative. But the thing is that if you arrive in Thailand and you're positive, you don't want to be dealing with that. So the best thing, if you're traveling to Thailand from, let's say, for the US, if you can do an RT-PCR test, because that proves that you're negative, then you have nothing to worry about.
Can I just add, though, this is for unvaccinated before entering Thailand. Also, the test result must not be older than 72 hours before departure from a home country. Also, here's the important part, ATK self-test results are not accepted. So it needs to be done professionally by a clinic or a hospital, even though it's an ATK. And proof of this paperwork is not required before leaving a home country. But sometimes when you airline staff will ask for it, so it's
you might get randomly asked at the airport.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't think people are being asked actually.
Yeah.
Like they've. You okay?
He's not filming, right?
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening.
Sorry, the editors are doing something random.
But like when I flew back from Australia, my brother was asked.
But you weren't.
I weren't, okay. Which was strange because we both hold Thai passports.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So that's an update.
All right.
Okay. There are two comments from the survey.
Mm-hmm.
John Peek said, Natty's mouth is now watering and she is now thinking of food.
How did you know? That's weird. Okay.
Because you're a foodie.
Oh, yes.
You love food. And then Tech Symbol said, and Natty loves chilies.
I do.
Didn't you do a spicy challenge with Carolina Reapers and all?
Not yet. But soon. Oh, you mean, with the old team. Yes, I have.
No, this is it.
That's sorry, I'm the show.
I don't have arguing.
Yeah, sorry.
Your voices are still going through.
Yeah.
Sarah was trying to look at the live chat, but she's watching the live chat on the show and not the real live chat.
I
know,
I don't
have
it on my screen. And then I tried to do this as well. I'm like, that doesn't work.
Anyways. All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, do we have any more comments or we're done?
We are done.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, apologies for the technical difficulties. Yeah. We had a loss of video, but thankfully the show went on with audio. We hope you've enjoyed this episode today. We hope you have a great Lumberjack Friday as well as a great weekend. So on behalf of Natty, Sarah, the voice of God, Vishai, and Hot behind the buttons, who we'll have a very lovely and colorful conversation with after the show. Jokes. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I know we are. I know you have. Please click the like button. Please comment and stay tuned for some videos that are coming out this weekend. We have Natty's latest wellness video coming out.
Honestly, this one I'm very proud to present because it's fun.
It was your favorite one.
It was not my favorite one, but it was definitely fun to shoot.
Okay.
It
looked very cold. That's all I'm gonna say. Find out more this weekend, as well as a host of other videos coming out. We hope you have a great weekend. So it's bye bye for now. See you on Monday.
See you Monday.